on Sunday night against Dallas. You know, last year, you know, we didn't come out on top. Still, it was a great game. You know, this year, we're looking forward to definitely coming out on top. We're coming to bring the pain.
Antrell Rolland, the Giants ready to travel down to Dallas on Sunday night to take on the Cowboys. Antrell Rolland, without a question, one of the leaders of this New York Giants team. And we had a chance to catch up with him away from the facility as he gets ready for yet another season.
Ooh, old stumping ground. I do like how that looks. You know, this is where it all began. You know, my high school days are ones that, you know, I would never ever forget. You know, this is just a token of my appreciation, you know, to my starting ground. Train like a champion, good motto. I can't say it was a lifelong dream to go to the University of Miami. I was leaning more towards Florida, all the way until I actually went and I trained at University of Miami for one day. You know, just to go out there and just work out, just to get a feel of how it was. And the brotherhood that I saw there, you know, the camaraderie, just the amount of talent and the competitive nature that I saw there, I was like, man, like, this is where I belong.
40 sprint, so you start here, 40 sprint. Excellent, trail. Now from right there, you're gonna sprint back forward. Coming to me. Way to run, there you go.
It's that MetLife, y'all. Nothing in life comes easy.
My little baby right here, man, it's my toy. So you can't take this to New Jersey because they won't even know what it's about. 75, Chevy Caprice.
Hey, drop to the beat for your boy. Radio killer, killer.
Where we met? We met in the barbershop.
Fat Heads, Hair Palace.
Yeah, we always do something crazy for training camp, you know, go in there with style and go in there and get ready. And I told him, I said I had the right thing for him. Glow in the dark, design, mohawk, seemed to get a lot of attention.
I think he come up with it, I just go with it. I know, I'm like a little lab rat, you know. He never stem in the wrong direction, so, you know, it's all good. I let him rock out.
And it's time for our player spotlight item number 4 with the aforementioned Antrell Rolland, who was named one of the Giants' captains this week. Congratulations on that honor.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So that car's not going to make it up to Jersey anytime soon?
No, that car never make it up. It'll never make it up here.
It'll be a one-day affair.
One day. The potholes will kill it.
All right. Obviously, look, this football game, Dallas Cowboys, as you alluded to, you guys opened up against them last year at MetLife. They beat you. How important is it to start this season off and get a win down there?
It's extremely important. I think it's a confidence boost for our team. More important, I think, you know, it'll get rid of the bad taste that we have, you know, finishing 9-7 last season, which is unacceptable, you know, for this organization and for this franchise. And us going on there and taking it to Dallas, I mean, it's just going to be, you know, the only thing right for us to do at this point. I think we've been very well prepared. I think, you know, we've sustained a level of consistency, you know, throughout the preseason and so forth and so on. And, I mean, it's the only thing left for us to do is to go out there and display it come Sunday.
Trill, you guys have a little shakeup in the defensive backfield. Stevie's out. Mundy's in. Talk about the sense of awareness you have to have at all times when Dez Bryant's on the field.
You know, losing Stevie, it was a huge loss for our defense secondary. And, you know, as far as we know, we're 88%, which is Dez Bryant. He's a huge threat. And, you know, the way I look at him, I always say, you know, I don't see too many dogs that are at wide receiver position anymore in the league. You know, you may find 5 or 6, and I think he's definitely up there amongst the elite. When I say most physical receivers can make every catch and just have that. He doesn't play like a wideout. He plays more like a safety, a defensive back, a linebacker, all combined with, you know, with his wide receiver skills.
So you're able to see everything from that safety position. You know, you came in the league in 05. You've seen that safety position evolve in the National Football League, whether it's John Lynch, Polamalu, Ed Reed. I mean, talk about the evolution of that position as almost being the most important position on the field now.
Well, I think it is, you know, most important position on the field, being that you're the quarterback of the secondary. And if it gets past you, you can pretty much count it up for 7 points. And, you know, just the way you see everything, you know, happen, you know, as far as the motion, the shifts, the adjustment, and you can put people in the right place at the right time, you know, even if they can't see the motion, shifts, or adjustments. So, you know, and just being the protector of the defense. And that's just the way I look at it. You know, you're the protector, and, you know, you have to go play ball.
What has been the incentive? We hear a lot of talk about being a physical team, physicality. What has been the mentality coming in and trying to erase such a bad defensive year last year?
You know, to instill fear in our opponents, to be a total dominant defense, and, you know, to play to the whistle end, you know, to the whistle blows from beginning to end. And I think us just going out there and just having that physical presence, and as well as being sharp and being smart and, you know, being technique sound, I think it's just only going to rise us to the top.
Yeah, and fans always want to know about the mental approach at different positions. Just talk about your mental approach to the game, especially for opening day against the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, my mental approach is always a lot. You know, the coaches put a lot on my plate, but they also know at the same time, you know, I can handle it. And, you know, we're a unit. You know, if I'm wrong, you know, I look over to Monday. You know, I always say, you know, two mouths are better than one. You know, two brains are better than one. So we're always communicating, always, you know, even if you know the other guy know it, still communicate, because you never know. And you never want to have that, you know, well, what if, you know, situation take place. So, just our communication level, we all studied together, we all put in the work before meetings, you know, after we got the field, and, you know, even times where we get home and, you know, we may meet at 8 o'clock at night sometimes.
All right, so how important is it to have guys like Terrell Thomas back, and then bring back Aaron Ross? You got some veteran guys back there to help you out a little bit.
Well, you know, both of those guys have been a huge part of our success. And Aaron Ross being back, you know, we told him, you know, he just took a paid vacation to Jacksonville. He's back with us now. You know, he's back with us. He's back where he belongs. And Aaron Ross, you know, I've always loved him as a corner and at the nickel position. He's very crafty, very smart. And more importantly, he's going to jump some routes. So, and Terrell Thomas, words can't speak about, you know, how excited I am to have him back. And, you know, he's a guy that, I feel work harder than any NFL player I've ever been around. You know, whether it's coming back from an injury or whether it's just going out there and competing and work hard at his craft, I'm extremely happy to have T2 back. And, you know, he's definitely a student of the game.
Good stuff. Good luck this season, Antrell Roll. When we come back, the Blitz, as we continue with Giants First and 10 here on MSG.